Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, South Western Railway strike update for this weekend. Budgeon's store in Clanfield gets a new owner after 34 years. Edward Thomas Literary Festival opens this week at the Petersfield Museum. And we have the latest COVID numbers for our local area. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Foreign Secretary James Cleverly will declare that Britain has the strategic endurance to see Ukraine through to victory over the Russian invasion in his Conservative Party conference speech later. The Chancellor of the Exchequer addressed the Tory party conference hours after announcing the tax cut for wealthier individuals is to be scrapped. Kwasi Kwarteng says growth in the UK economy is needed for a number of reasons.
We needed a new approach focused on raising economic growth, because that is the only real way to deliver opportunities, to deliver higher wages, to deliver more jobs, and crucially, to deliver that revenue to fund our precious public services.
Homeowners who end up struggling with their mortgage payments due to a job loss may have to build up significant arrears before help arrives. That's according to the former Pensions Minister, Sir Steve Webb. Police Scotland face losing their most senior figures over the next coming months amid a retirement boom for officers at all levels. Concerns have been raised in the latest edition of 1990 magazine published today. A Scottish Police Authority memo says the body's anticipating further senior officers may retire in the coming months, whilst a letter from police chiefs to MSPs has warned of officers quitting early because of pension changes. The King and Queen Consort have visited Dunfermline, one of eight new cities in the UK. The town was bestowed city status as part of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. King Charles says it's another important milestone in the journey of the city.
It is my hope that all those who live in or hail from this very special place will feel a real sense of pride at this latest chapter in our rich history.
And four women are to travel to a distant part of Antarctica to take up jobs, including running the world's most remote post office and counting the island's penguins. Claire Ballantyne, Mary Hilton, Natalie Corbett and Lucy Brazone beat a record number of applicants to become the team responsible for managing the historic site Port Lockroy on Goodyear Island. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eachbury.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Phil Humphreys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. South Western Railway strike update for this weekend. Strike action on South Western Railway is planned for Saturday the 8th of October. A severely reduced service will operate between 07:30 and 18:30 only, which will comprise Waterloo to Woking, 4 trains per hour each way, Waterloo to Basingstoke, 2 semi-fast trains per hour each way, Waterloo to Hounslow, 2 trains per hour each way. There will be no services to Portsmouth. On Sunday, the first services will start much later than usual. The good news is that South Western Railway drivers will not be involved in the planned Aslift strike action on Wednesday the 5th of October, but customers should still check before they travel, as their connections with other operators may be affected or not run at all. Budgeon's in Clanfield gets a new owner. Budgeon's in Green Lane, Clanfield, will have new owners this October. Andy and Jackie Shaw, who have been running this much-loved business for 34 years, are retiring to enjoy more time with their family in the village. Andy and Jackie said, "We would like to thank all our team who have worked so hard with us over the years in making the store such a success. Also, a huge thanks to all our customers for shopping with us and supporting us. We look forward to continuing to see you when we are the other side of the counter. Always ready to help their customers and support our community, they will be missed in this much-loved village store." Edward Thomas Festival opens this week. Join the Petersfield Museum for an inspirational 4 days of talks, readings, music, plays, discussion and debate, as together with the Edward Thomas Fellowship, they bring you the third Edward Thomas Literary Festival. Ryan Watts from the museum told me more.
At Peterswell Museum this Thursday to Saturday, we have the Edward Thomas Literary Festival, which is a great time to come and visit the museum with lots of added extras. We have Sir Andrew Motion, we have lots of poetry readings, we have live music, we have a play reading, all to do and based around the poet Edward Thomas, but also nature, well-being. There is something for all ages, for all interests, all down at Petersfield Museum. Check out our website, www.petersfieldmuseum.co.uk, for more information, and we hope to see you there.
For more, listen to this week's Peapod here on Petersfield's Shine Radio. And here are the latest COVID numbers for the Petersphere. COVID cases across East Hampshire have seen an increase by 84% up to 160 cases, with an average case rate per 100,000 people of 129. In South and Central Petersfield, case numbers are up to 10, but in North Petersfield and East Meon, cases stand at 6, down by 2. In Liss and Hawkley, there are 13 cases. Clanfield and Finchdean also reported 13 cases, and Milland and South Harting remain at less than 3 cases. There were 3 deaths in East Hampshire following a positive test in the past month.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's Menswear. Stylish clothes and accessories for all weathers.
Good morning. Could be a short report from me as the weather here in Petersfield looks like it's going to be cloudy all day with a slim chance of some occasional light rain. Temperatures are peaking at around 17 degrees in the early afternoon. We have a southwesterly wind which may bring gusts up to 29 miles per hour this afternoon before dying down somewhat this evening. High water at Portsmouth today is at 18 minutes past 6 this evening and will be 3.9 metres high. Low tide at 11 minutes past 11 this morning, and the sun's due to set at 24 minutes to 7. Those nights now really starting to draw in. You're up to date. I'm Kieran Cheeseman. Have a great day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with your travel update. Work by South East Water continues on Mogsmead today and again at Forest Road in Liss. The give or take traffic control remains in place. Network Rail continue work on Station Road again tonight. There's the overnight road closure there from 10:30 through until 5 a.m. The work on Winchester Road and Frenchman's Road remains in place with the multiway light still in operation there. The closure of Church Street in East Meon is still in place. The diversion remains there also. And the overnight closures of the A3 continue. That's both directions at Bearlands with the slip road and lane closures in force there. That's from 8 p.m. tonight. There's also further work southbound at Charlton with lane closures in force from 8 p.m. That's while National Highways undertake work for CCTV enforcement. As always, if I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. When you listen to Petersfield's Shine Radio, the children of Sheet Primary School will keep you on time.
It's 16 minutes to 7. It's 5:15.
Through the day, every day, their young voices keep Petersfield running like clockwork.
It's 27 minutes to 12. It's 6:30.
Shine Time is sponsored by Pickets and Purses for the timeless beauty of new and vintage jewellery in Petersfield.
It's 29 minutes to 3.
Shine Time, only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.